Hi everyone, you're back on with Listen to L Boogie. We're going to jump right into this issue. Parents of shooting victim, Alabama and Nate Oates, for letting Brandon Miller play. Brandon Miller supplied a gun for the death, in the death of Jamila, Jamia Harris, who was killed January 15th, said Alabama coach Nate Oates has been god-awful in handling situations involving Brandon Miller. All right, here we go. DeCarla Cotton said it's unimaginable that Alabama allowed basketball star Brandon Miller to play the day after law enforcement testified that Miller delivered the gun used to kill Cotton's 23-year-old daughter. Okay. In a preliminary hearing Tuesday in Tuscaloosa, police testified that Miller brought the gun used in the January 15th killing of Jamia Janae Harris, which led to capital murder charges against then teammate Darius Miles and Michael Buzz Davis. Miller has not been charged. All right. On Wednesday, Miller scored 41 points and led second-ranked Alabama to a 78-76 victory over South Carolina. It's just unimaginable, and it's like his life is just going on, Cotton told USA Today Sports on Thursday. He took a brief pause, and it didn't stop. It's like, okay, slap on the wrist and go and play ball. They're worried about his career, but what about this 5-year-old boy, Harris's son, Kane? He's the true victim in all of this. He won't have his mother anymore to influence him growing up and who he's going to be. Miller, a freshman, is a candidate for National Player of the Year and has been projected top 5 pick for the NBA draft in June. He has helped lead Alabama to a 24-4 record and a number 2 ranking in the USA Today Sports Coaches Poll. Cotton said it should have been clear to Miller that the gun could result in violence. The gun belonged to Miles, who has since been removed from the Alabama basketball team. Miller brought the gun after Miles sent him a text asking him for it, according to police testimony. When somebody says bring a gun to them, what do you think you're going to do with it? Cotton said. And if there was no gun, she would not be dead, which is true. An attorney representing Brandon Miller said Wednesday the Alabama basketball star never touched the gun, was not involved in exchange in any way, and never knew that illegal activity involving the gun would occur. Harris' stepfather, Devin Hurd, said the handling of the situation by Alabama basketball coach Nate Oates has been god-awful. Hurd said Oates crossed the line Tuesday when Oates said Miller had been at the wrong spot at the wrong time. Oates later issued a statement, In no way did I intend to downplay the seriousness of this situation or the tragedy that night. My prayers continue to go out to Jamia Harris's family, said Hurd. The retraction meant nothing to us because over the 5-week period, he has made a bit a habit of making reckless statements. When I say reckless, I mean statements not considering the victim in this whole thing, which is Jamiya Harris. Tuesday preliminary hearing resulted in a denial of bond for Miles and Davis and a referral to a grand jury on the charges against them. And that's it. I'm going to go to another article. And this article is basically going to give information about the events that occurred on that night of January 15th. Excuse me. Okay. Alabama, an Alabama basketball star allegedly supplied the gun in a murder. Why is he still playing? This is just more information. It's going to give you guys a clear picture of what happened that night. Police say Alabama star Brandon Miller supplied the gun that was used in the murder of a young mother, Jamiya Harris. That's he's still in the lineup, lays bare to the power of athletic privilege. Okay. By all accounts, Jamiya Janae Harris was a star in her own right. Just 23, she already seemed to have it all. Brains, beauty, happiness, humility, and a five-year-old son who was her entire world. She booked off a weekend in January to spend with her cousin, a student at the University of Alabama. With her boyfriend, Harris made the hour drive from her Birmingham home to the college town of Tuscaloosa. After a Sunday night spent clubbing with friends, Harris headed for home in a black Jeep with her boyfriend and cousin, stopping for a late night bite at a Greasy Spoon in the shadow of Bama's football stadium. It was just their bad luck. According to Harris's mother and cousin, the trio were waiting for their food when two men approached, desperate for Harris's attention. The more they refused to take no for an answer, the more the tension rose. Attuned to the vibe shift, Harris's boyfriend proposed they just forget the food and leave. But Harris and her companions were reportedly blocked in by two cars and fired upon by one of the men who had approached her. Harris's boyfriend shot back with his own firearm and hit the gunman twice, then tried to steer the group to safety. Struck once, Harris was the only person in the exchange not to make it out alive. Her death probably would have been written as yet another inevitable consequence of urban gun violence if police hadn't said members of Alabama's high-flying basketball team were involved. The men who couldn't take no for an answer, police said one of them was Darius Miles, a lightly used junior player for Alabama. He was arrested on capital murder charges and booted from the team less than a month after being shut down for the year with an ankle injury. The second man, 20-year-old Michael Lynn Davis, Miles' best friend, but not an Alabama player, was likewise arraigned and fingered as the trigger man. Both remain in jail without bond. In an attorney statement, Miles professed to being heartbroken over Harris's slaying. And if those words didn't ring hollow then, they certainly did after investigators testified in Tuesday's pretrial hearing that the gun belonged to Miles and that he had sent word via text to have it brought to him. Even more stunning, the alleged carrier was Brandon Miller, Bama's first-year hoop phenom. Police also said freshman guard Jaden Bradley was also at the scene that night. Neither Bradley nor Miller faced criminal charges. On the vast spectrum of college hoop scandals, this has the fame of an all-time catastrophe, something on the scale of the murder that rocked Baylor University basketball team in the mid-90s. So far, the NCAA and the Southeastern Conference have maintained deafening silence on the matter. Okay. On Wednesday night, Miller in the starting lineup again for Alabama's game against South Carolina. In a statement before tip-off, the athletics department threw its support behind Miller, describing him not as a suspect but a cooperative witness. Gamecocks fans, on the other hand, were not as forgiving as you'd expect, booing and chatting like "lock him up" whenever Miller touched the ball. Miller, for his part, responded with a career-high 41 points, including the game-winning basket in overtime. You would think that Miller's alleged involvement in the case would give the Tide pause for thought about whether to play him until all the details are clear. After all, they kicked Miles off the team as soon as his name became associated with the case. The difference, Alabama may argue, it's that Miles has been charged with a crime and Miller has not. Speaking to ESPN Athletic Director Greg Vrine said that the school's faith in Miller was reinforced by information that came to light over the past 48 hours, not least in the contention that Miller was already on his way to pick up Miles, who had been asking for a ride for the better part of an hour before relaying that fateful message about the gun. One of the attorneys further argues that Miller never even touched the gun, much less saw it. Some may point out the manifest difference in Alabama's correct treatment of Miles, a bit part player, and how they handle Miller, one of the most talented young stars in the country, on the team in running for a national title. This much, however, is clear cut. The Crimson Tide have treated Miller's involvement in the case as merely a stumbling block in a successful season, no worse than Miles' ankle injury or a 15 February defeat to Tennessee that dropped Alabama in the AP polls. Okay. That Miller has escaped legal culpability has furnished the program with an awful lot of cover. Asked why Miller won't be charged, Tuscaloosa District Attorney Paula Whitney stated, "There's nothing we can charge him with. Her office would appear to lack proof that Miller was aware he was transferring the gun to Miles for an unlawful purpose, as if someone might ask for their gun late at night for a twilight hunt. What is not in doubt is Alabama's handling of the case that saw a young mother die. When confronted with the initial news of Harris's death, Crimson Tide coach Nate Oates was quick to pivot focus to his team's forthcoming game against Vanderbilt. In a Tuesday news press conference, Oates said the team closed that day's practice with a prayer for the situation, calling it sad, jarringly on Miller's involvement. Oates saw it as a case of wrong spot at the wrong time, adding, "I'm sure NBA scouts would ask." And he must have known how terrible it sounded to reduce a woman's death to its effect on a player's NBA prospects, because he later released a statement through the university's labeling his earlier remarks as unfortunate. And I quote, "In no way did I intend to downplay the seriousness of this situation or the tragedy of that night," the statement read. The fouled up public relations job was enough to make, and this is the author, make me wonder where Oates was receiving crisis management advice, okay? And when I soon found out that he had reached out to Ray Lewis, the born-again NFL linebacker who had murder charges against him dropped on the way to the Hall of Fame, on his way to a Hall of Fame career. Well, suddenly everything made sense. Okay, that's it. No, not quite. Alabama has much at stake. After all, college basketball is less than 3 weeks away from Selection Sunday, where the Tide hopes to lock up their first number one seed in the NCAA tournament. Miller could well become the school's highest draft choice since low post Antonio McDice went second overall to the Denver Nuggets in 1995. The playoff potential is especially enormous for Oates, a one-time small-timer who could well deliver the very thing predecessors like NBA championship guard Avery Johnson had promised, bringing Bama's basketball team level in prominence with Nick Saban's formidable football factory. In the aftermath of her daughter's passing, Harris' mother reportedly agonized for days over how to break the news to Jamia's 5-year-old son while reckoning with her own sense of devastation. The Alabama seems to be more worried about results on the court than an actual murder should tell you everything you need to know about the current state of collegiate athletics and the power of athletic privilege. It's just unfortunate that even after Harris's tragic killing has exposed the paradox at play here, we're still left wondering whether her loss will ultimately count. And that's it. Well, guys, that's this story. And I'm going to let you guys go until there's another episode of Listen to El Boogie. Y'all be cool. Love each other. And I'll see you guys again the next time God leaves his footprints in the sky. Peace.